KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Good morning, everyone. Well, there's been some concern today about a possible incident at one of the high schools. There's been an email that was sent home by Principal Troy Gassaway from Argonaut High yesterday, again, talking about the possibility of a threat to students. And there would be a presence of law enforcement on campuses. So we reached out to both district and law enforcement. And according to Amador Undersheriff Gary Redman, the department spoke with several students and a female student who admitted last night to making a vague statement on social media. The local law enforcement determined there was nothing credible. It was just a vague threat. They do believe the student is being disciplined by the district. But again, there will be a presence, both police department and sheriff at all middle school and high schools. No arrests were made, but again, according to Undersheriff Redman, this was due to a vague statement that was made on social media. The person who did so has been found and will be dealt with. But again, Redman said there will be a presence this morning at both Argonaut and Amador and at both Ione and Jackson Junior High Schools. Elsewhere in the news for this morning, the continued arraignment for alleged murder suspect Sean Purdy was held yesterday. For the past few weeks, Purdy's been in the custody of the Amador Sheriff's Office after evidence linked him to the murder of his father, Lance. During arraignment, Judge Hermanson and the DA's office presented the criminal charges for murder. Accompanied by his defense attorney, Purdy responded to those allegations and pled not guilty. Expected next for Sean Purdy is a pre-preliminary hearing on Thursday morning, February 20th.
Well, Jackson police successful in identifying their John Doe Wednesday afternoon around 4:30. 32-year-old Keith Kiefer found lying in a ditch in the area of Highway 88 and French Gulch Road. Upon discovering him, Keith was found with a head injury with no memory of who he was or what had happened. Well, ever since, Keith has been in Sutter Amador Hospital, treated for his injuries. Fortunately, Keith granted JPD permission to post his photo online to help identify him. With success, yesterday morning, he was identified as an airman from Travis Air Force Base, was identified from a family member, or by a family member, excuse me. According to Amador law, Keith is beginning to remember more details as to what happened to him, stating he was a victim of a more serious crime in the Sacramento area. The investigation continues.
And the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors spent much of this week's meeting setting priorities for which general plan measures staff would pursue first. Each of the plan's elements, land use, housing, circulation, resource production, conservation, noise, safety, open space, and environmental justice, contained various policies and implementation measures. All five supervisors agreed that an overall, the county's dated zoning ordinance, should be the first of the steps. Now, that could likely take several years and use of an outside consultant experienced in zoning codes. The board also directed staff to start working on mitigation program guidelines for the impacts caused by conversion of lands designated as resource production. Updating county code on vacation rentals and special events was also deemed a high priority by the supervisors to be taken on separately from the zoning ordinance update. For the remainder of the fiscal year, the planning department has about $177,000 for consultant assistance on implementing measures in the general plan. Now, that money could be used to hire specialists. The board adopted these new general plans on November 12th of last year, you may recall.
Well, possible deep staff cuts on the horizon for Calaveras Unified School District following a vote by board members. The trustees voted to reduce 9.67 full-time classified personnel and to dismiss 7 full-time certificated personnel following the 1920 school year. Now, the resolution of intention to reduce classified services passed 5-0, while the resolution of intention to dismiss certificated employees passed 3-2, with District 4 trustee Susie Coe and Area 2 trustee Corey Williams voting in opposition. The board's decision will affect classified paraprofessional positions, classified custodial, certificated multi-subject teachers, and certificated single-subject teachers. Superintendent Campbell said the layoffs may not necessarily take effect if the district's financial outlook improves over the course of the school year.
And Calaveras marijuana enforcement team members made another drug bust this week. On Tuesday, they served a search warrant at a home on the 100 block of Poker Flat Road in Copperopolis. Entering the home, deputies immediately discovered an attached garage converted to a grow room. Within the grow operation was a device that burns liquid propane gas to create carbon dioxide. The device presented an immediate health hazard for deputies, which forced them outside the residence until it was properly ventilated. After returning to the garage, 185 plants were seized, along with other evidence. The residence has been red-tagged against occupancy for numerous electrical and safety hazards. While the bust was successful in seizing evidence, no arrests were made. The home was unoccupied.
Well, during this week's Ione City Council meeting, Police Chief Busby presented Officer Michael Damiano with the John Stewart Heart of a Lion Memorial Award, naming him the 2019 Officer of the Year for Ione Police. The award reads, "Professionalism, dedication, and service, a true reflection of your commitment to the department and citizens of Ione. These qualities, which you've displayed, reflect well upon the members of the Ione Police Department and display the example set before us by Officer Stewart." Officer Damiano was first hired by the Ione Police in 2015 as a reserve officer. He was hired full-time in 2019.
And Amador County's oldest musical group, the Amador Choraliers, are looking for more voices and technical staff to join their ensemble. Since 1963, the vocal group has performed ballads of motherlode favorites. This season, they're especially looking for male singers as well as another pianist. Those with experience in stage lighting and sound are especially needed this year, too. Rehearsals every Tuesday, 6:30, at the Amador High School Band Room. It's not too late to join. For more info, visit their website, amadorchoraliers.org. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website at kvgcradio.com.